Are you team cashier, team customer? Basically, this mom with a child, she walked into a Little Caesars, Sienna.
Yeah, walked into a Little Caesars, and she was 60 cents short, and the cashier told her, like, no, can't do it, and she just stood her ground, and then the mom started recording, made a little bit of a scene, but at the end of the day, 60 cents, it's just 60 cents. Are we really going to do that?
The mom and child were crying, and JD was applauding it. He's like, that's right.
I was not applauding it.
Not the customer. The cashier is always right.
No, the customer is always right unless you don't have enough money to purchase the goods.
JD is team cashier.
A lot of people are. A lot of people that we've talked to, you know, it's easy to play what we would call Monday morning quarterback and, you know, to be in the comment section online and look at it in hindsight. But at the end of the day, in that situation, I still think if she doesn't have her phone out, they get taken care of.
Yeah.
It's all good. But in this regard, if you're going to turn up like that, say less. Yeah. You're 60 cents short.
Yeah, she did turn up too much.
Yeah.
She did do that.
Let her off easy talking about how, you know, she threw a little bit of a hissy fit. Better stop. Anyone who whips out their phone is going off. Yeah.
But I mean, me and Sienna are both, it was 60 cents and you have a child. I mean, 60, come, what are we doing, y'all?
Yeah, the two characters in this story did not handle it right on either side, but just the moral of the story, it's 60 cents. Let's be real.
Let's tap in with Cammy in Scottsdale. Cammy, what about you, man? Are you team customer or team cashier?
So here's my thing. Like, as a mom, you know, my heart just squeezed and I just feel so bad for this lady.
Which one? The customer or the cashier?
The customer.
The customer, okay.
The customer, yeah. Because, you know, 60 cent is 60 cent and I don't think anyone's going to get fired for it. And I'm a mom myself and I know, like, times are tough right now.
That all makes sense. I just, it's so hard.
It's hard. I'm telling you, I'm basing it. I hear both sides and it's such a heartbreaking video to watch because I don't think anyone is on the wrong. Well, I will say that I think the cashier could have been more professional.
We all can agree on that.
Yeah. Yes. And also the customer was kind of yelling it out and making a big deal and filming her. So I'm sure that put the cashier in a weird position to make her look bad. And what if they had two strikes against them at the workplace? Mm-hmm. One more red cent missing from that drawer. You're fired. We don't know the circumstance. I just think it could have been handled differently. And at the end of the day, it was 60 cents and a kid was hungry.
Exactly. So, you know, we pay it forward because karma is real.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I get it. So I just wish her the best at the end of the day because it's sad, you know. It's embarrassing, too, that it's going viral.
And I'm trying to do my best to take the human element outside of it because there
you
are
just
times.
Hate kids.
That's what made your decision to here.
That too. Feed them something healthier. You know, you're talking about a pizza here. This is just not good for you.
Listen, someone said that. Someone said that.
Oh, really?
That.
In the comments?
In the comments, they said, I forgot how much the amount was. Say it was $10 that they had for lunch. Mm-hmm. For 60 cents, they were short and they couldn't get the extra pieces. Someone actually commented and said, with that money that you have, saves $5. You could have went to the dollar store and got some sandwich meat, bread, a juice, and fed you and that child. You wanted to go get pizza. It's unhealthy. So they went in on, if you know you only have $5 on you for lunch for you and your kid and just getting by, do you need to go to these spots? Like, listen, I go to McDonald's every blue moon with the kids. McDonald's is expensive now.
Yeah, fast food is expensive. It used to be like quick and easy to get.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, I took the kids and it was like $30-something. I'm like, this used to be like $15. Mm-hmm. So they're going in on the lady, like, if you really want to feed your child, you could have went to the dollar store if you're pressed up. And the dollar store has great, great deals where you can get sandwich meat, bread, some mayo, boom, sandwiches for the week.
I have been screamed at for being 15 cents short in my drawer. Like, I remember
when you were a cashier?
Yes. Yeah. I remember getting screamed at and I was like, it's only 15 cents.
So what do you say that, Cammy? What if the cashier is just getting by and they're just like, I can't lose this job. I'm going to have to dot every I and cross every T.
I think that there just needs to be some wiggle room, you know, and see if she can do something about it. Not just immediately say no, because you never know.
Like she could have said, how about I just give you the crust?
Yeah. You only get a certain amount of pepperoni on it.
Yeah. You can get a cheese. You can't get pepperoni, man.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. You can play the human side of it.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, when you whip out your phone, you are asking for conflict.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe be 10 toes down and try to be as empathetic as you can. And I bet you that cashier will find a way for you.
Right.
Because if someone pressured me like that and I'm a cashier, I most likely, just to get them the heck out of the way, will just pay the extra dollar or 60 cents.
Call your manager. Hey, take it out of my paycheck.
Take it out of my check, you know.
I'm giving her 60 cents.
Yeah, because then you have to explain to your manager. They're like, why are you short? Well, I let this woman, you know, who didn't have 60 cents. Then they're like, well, then if you do that for her, you have to do that for her.
Yep.
Then you're getting into a match with your manager. Okay. So,
well, Cammy, I know you're in Scottsdale. 60 cents is nothing to
nothing
you.
Nothing to you. Do you even know what a coin is?
Yeah, they don't even carry change.
Get out of here, you and your black card. Yeah. Why are we even talking to you?
But, no, I get where you're coming from. Thanks for the call, love.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you at Fashion Square. Okay, bye. Oh, God. Okay. I think we're just going to have to agree to disagree, everybody, because it's split down the middle.
Yeah.
No, it's not. People are taking my side. You guys just don't want to say it.
But they're taking our side as well.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at the comments that people are calling in. It's just like, I see, well, we both see both sides, you know?
Be human. And maybe just buy breadsticks. You can't get the pizza. Should have gone cheaper. Oh, gosh. Wow. That's so crazy. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Little Caesars is already pretty cheap. Wow.
I know.